A leadoff single for Miller. He was forced his second on the force out by Wortham, who hit it hard to the third baseman. And Carter Wright single through the left side. A ball and no strikes to Kaysen Howell. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball into deep left field. Sullivan is back. He's at the track. It's gone! A three-run homer for Kaysen Howell, his third of the season. And the Tigers take a 3-0 lead.
Hey, Kaysen, just congratulations on a really good all-around game tonight.
Thank you. It was fun to play in this atmosphere. I love playing in Montgomery in this Capital City Classic. It's fun. And it felt good to get a win tonight.
Describe what it is like to play in this ballpark, similarities or differences maybe to Plainsman Park or other places you go in the SEC. What do you like about it so much?
It's similar to our park. It's got a short left field fence it's kind of tall back there, so it kind of plays a little bit like our home park. And I don't know, I just love the minor league ballpark feel. It's a fun place to play. We get a lot of good fans from around Montgomery, and I mean Auburn they come too. But it's a great time.
Have you done anything with your swing different lately, say the last month or so, or are you just kind of getting the right pitches to drive? Because you look like you're seeing it awfully well right now.
It's just, kind of simplifying things and just trying to get a good pitch to hit and be on time and let the results take care of themselves. And that's really where I'm at right now, and it's working out so far. So hopefully I can just be consistent with it and keep it going.
We've talked with you before about the importance of leadership, and Coach Tom really praised your leadership specifically of late. What does that mean to you? What are the things that you're doing to try and lead this club?
Well, Coach Thompson is the best leader I've ever been around, and so just watching him for all these years I've really just learned so much from him. And this ball club has so many good guys, a lot of young guys, but they want to listen, they want to be coached, and they want to learn what it is to be a team. And so I'm just leaning on the old guys, I'm trying to just inspire this club to really come together and trust each other, and knowing that talent is great, but as long as we're together and we trust each other, that we can accomplish some good things.
Rivalry weekend coming up. Be good to be back at home at Plainsman Park.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
All right, we'll let you get to the bus, Kaysen. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
War Eagle, Brad. Appreciate it.
Drew, just tell us how you're feeling now.
Felt good. Finally got to extend a little bit, so it felt good to be able to do that and put the team in a position to win.
What have the last few outings, we've noticed you've been looking more and more comfortable, you've had more and more successful outings. Take us through like the last couple of weeks and the last two, three outings for you and where your mind has been.
Yeah, it's all about being able to adjust, and I've done just that. I've had help from BT and Rock and everybody around, really, the older pitchers, just making the adjustments, breaking down, the sequences, what happened and which not, and it's got me to where I'm now, and now I'm comfortable and feel good.
There were some sequences tonight when things could have kind of unraveled a little bit. You made the pitches that you want, but the end result wasn't there. What kind of mentality do you have to work on through that and continue to have success?
Yeah, you just got to be able to handle the adversity and know you're not going to get every break in the game. And I was fortunate enough to have all three outfielders made amazing plays for me tonight. And just control the things that I could control and try to do that.
You came in here to have a significant contribution this season. How satisfying is it to know that you can do that now as you get set to go into what for the team will be the second conference weekend of the year?
It was relieving, I won't lie. I mean, I know what I'm capable of. Everybody knows, and so it was good to, maybe prove myself a little bit and show that I can play.
All right, Drew, we appreciate the visit and look forward to talking with you much more down the road. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach Drew Nelson goes out, gets his first start since opening weekend. Let's start there. What did you think of his outing tonight?
I just like how a young player hangs in there and gets better over 5 weeks. And, he threw an inning in two-thirds, so we could have kept him going, only giving up one hit, but threw 30 pitches on Friday night at Arkansas and had 5 strikeouts. So you're just good. It's just nice to see growth and somebody that we think is eventual starter for us. And when he gets long and away from his body, it gets a little bit slow and the command gets off. When he stays compact and behind the baseball, it's pretty good and a good changeup, and had to face a lot of lefties like you have to see in the Southeastern Conference. So we chalked that up to growth. He got us off to a great start, and really all the way walking into the seventh, we got all freshmen on the mound, and three more out there in the field. So we're growing. We're still having moments, but that was really good for Drew to get us in the ball game, because 48 hours from now we'll be back in SEC play.
Your three outfielders all had terrific plays defensively for you in the first half or so of this ball game tonight.
Yeah, I know Stanfield right there, just jumping up halfway of the wall, how athletic he is. And, you know, that saves two, maybe three runs if the ball hits off and Carum's wrong if he don't come down with that catch. So what a difference that is. You know, this isn't just about playing offense and scoring runs. It's also your, you know, wins above replacement, what you're able to keep from scoring. And that was an amazing play. Kirby really led with his glove. We got kind of that crosswind from right to left, and he had a ball tailing away from him at the right field line, and he did an amazing job leading with his glove, made a catch. I'm not sure they tagged. Principals were in line there, and he come through a ball and threw one home, a dart. So Kirby did a nice job for us, had much more rhythm at the plate. I thought he played great all night. And Kaysen Howell is – he is – you know, we said he's the heart and soul of this team. With a lot of these new pieces, till we get some guys back, he's doing everything he can to lead the club. He's not only hitting a three-run homer and a home run at Arkansas. I've never seen anybody dig in and try to lead the way he's doing. He's doing amazing things for us, and he had a big offensive night. But he's doing some things that, if you're listening on the radio or if you're not here in person, he's doing more than that. Kaysen Howell is being an amazing leader for us right in this moment.
You talked about Carter Wright and his experience before getting to Auburn and how important that might be. He gets his first hit as an Auburn Tiger, his first RBI as an Auburn Tiger, and he's catching those freshmen in the early part. Just a few words about Carter and the job he did tonight.
Yeah, similar to the Drew Nelson scenario. You know, it's 3 weeks ago. It's like didn't quite look ready. I think it was at Jacksonville State. Drew a start, or didn't draw the start last week, but come in right in the middle of that ball game, and we put up six or seven goose eggs there against Georgia Tech and just looked comfortable and started blocking. He had amazing blocks, especially with Nelson on some breaking balls, and really moved side to side, caught the ball well. And then, you know, he hadn't had a hit, and he gets two of them tonight, I believe. So I just it looks like it's a ball player, first year player that looked steady in last week, and then tonight I thought he was tremendous behind the plate. And even when he got wobbly and everything, I thought Carter Wright was a staying force and did everything. Threw the ball well between innings. He blocked the baseball. He received the ball well. And the two hits really allowed us two times in that third and fourth inning, I think, when we scored the five runs. We flipped the lineup both times, meaning either 7, 8, 9 was up and two of the three was to get on base, and we got it back to Kaysen, who was swinging good, or flipped it back around. Whenever we can start flipping the lineup, that's what we haven't been able to do recently. Flipping that lineup made a huge difference for us offensively tonight.
And now less than 48 hours and you're back in conference play. It will be good to be back at home this weekend as Georgia comes in.
It will, and this is going to tell us a lot this week. On the road last week, back at home, and you know, trying to get started in SEC play, and it'll be great to be with our fans there at Plainsman Park.
Congratulations again, Coach, on this one. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.